must say, this is lovely. Food I haven't had to cook myself. Dishes I certainly don't have to wash up. And best of all, no children.
Mm.
Actually, I mustn't stay too long. Toby will need feeding, and Emily likes to see me when she gets home, and Eva has her daily quota to meet.
Daily quota of what?
The number of times that she tells me that she can manage. Oh, I've stopped asking, but she hasn't stopped telling.
Is it all right still?
All right? No. Mostly all right, yes. And I think that's all, realistically, you can ask for in a childcare situation.
Tricky, isn't it?
It's very. Oh, look, this is my treat. Lunch with you. Let's not talk about my problems. Tell me all yours instead. Is it all right?
All right, no. Mostly all right, yes.
Mm.
And I think that that's all realistically you can ask for in a living together type situation.
Tell me all.
Well, Paul seems to have this attitude that he helps me with the housework. It doesn't occur to him that it's necessary for our comfort and survival and we should share the responsibility.
Ah, well, now, it's not actually only Paul that thinks like that. It's every adult male in the country, as far as I can see.
He has improved, I suppose. Bless him. I'm sure he imagines that he's doing his fair share now. And in fairness, he is quite good at the food shopping. But it's me that keeps us in loo rolls and bin liners and light bulbs. You know, all that kind of stuff is invisible to him.
I have to tell you, that doesn't ever really improve. Richard's very good at the basics of housework, but it would never occur to him to empty the Hoover bag or put the salt in the dishwasher, let alone change the filter on the iron.
You've got a filter on your iron?
Yes, it's supposed to prolong its life. But I think it's just an excuse to get you to part with more money every 3 months.
Modern living, eh?
Tell me about it.
Yeah, I know Pete said that, but he's a tosser, isn't he? No, tell Vince I said Tuesday, not Thursday. Anyway, look, my cousin's back. I gotta go. Bye. All right.
Hello. It's a bit loud, that, isn't it?
What are you doing back so early?
Oh.
Half day?
No, it's me lunch hour.
Checking up on me, are you?
No, it's not like that.
Well.
Yeah, I suppose I am, really.
Oh.
Listen, Dave, I thought it would be good to have a chat. You know, the two of us on our own without Ruby.
What, man to man?
Man to lay about, more like. Look, mate, there's no point beating about the bush. When the hell are you going?
Yeah, I'm sorry, yeah. Well, look, I mean, if I've overstayed my welcome...
Overstayed your welcome? You never had a welcome in the first place, mate. You invited yourself, you turned up in the middle of the night and you've been here nearly a fortnight.
Yeah, well, you're family, after all. I mean, I wouldn't just dump myself on a total stranger.
And I'm supposed to take comfort from that, am I? Believe me, it wouldn't worry me if you picked someone at random out the phone book and moved in with them. It's not a case of family pride. We just want you gone.
Mm-hmm. Ruby just had enough of me, has she?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Well, no, not really. She thinks you're funny for some reason. It's me that's had enough.
Yeah, well, listen, mate, I'm sorry to have landed on you like this, and you've been great, both of you. You've been, you know, great, but... If I had any choice, I wouldn't have done this. I really can't go back, not just at the moment.
Why not?
It's complicated.
Oh, yeah. Are the police after you? Oh, they're not, are they?
No, not exactly.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, believe me, it's best you don't know.
All right, I'll take your word for it, but can you just give me an idea how much longer it'll be?
Like, in weeks, you mean?
Weeks? I was thinking days.
Well, no, days might be days. I'll try. I really will. Weeks tops. It's definitely not months.
But you're damn right it won't be months. I've got to get on and do that room. We've got the stuff ready and everything. Aqua. The paint's called.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you let me do it? Think of it as rent.
If you think for 1 minute I would let you loose with a paintbrush.
All right. It's just a thought.
Well, think on this.
On what?
It can't go on forever.
No, you're absolutely right.
Oh. Right, well, I'll be off back to work then.
Yeah, right. All right, see you tonight then, mate.
You will, yeah. Bye then.
Yeah, bye. What is it you're making?
Vegetable bake.
Do you not eat meat at all?
No.
Not ever?
Nope.
What do you do at Christmas?
Let's see. Argue with my relatives. Get bath salts that bring me out in a rash. Say, isn't the telly poor this year? Same as everyone else, really.
Yeah. Well, I mean, don't you eat fish, neither?
No.
Hmm. Some vegetarians do.
Not me, though. But I do eat eggs, if they're free range. And I must admit, I'd find it very hard to give up dairy products, so I don't think I could ever go vegan.
Ah, well, you never know. I thought I'd never give up smoking, but I did.
But you haven't given up smoking.
No, I didn't say I kept it up, but I mean, I did give it up for, nearly 2 hours.
Do you want any of this bake, then, or is it against your principles?
Oh, I don't know. Has it got anything green in it?
Broccoli, but not much. Mm. It's mainly pasta and mushrooms and a bit of sweet corn.
Yeah, well, all right, then. Broccoli, I can stretch a point. If it had been spinach, I'd have had to have taken evasive action. Are you doing any chips with it?
I wasn't planning to, no. I was thinking more along the lines of salad.
Oy, well, now that is serious. I'm allergic to salad, you see. I can't even be in the same room as it.
Brings you out in a rash, does it?
Oh, no, much worse than that. I get shivers and tremors, and I start seeing bright flashing lights, and the next thing you know, I turn into a Manchester City fan.
How ghastly. Have you seen a homeopath?
Oh, hello.
Evening all.
Hello.
Hey, all right.
What's that you're making?
Vegetable bake.
Lovely.
But not with salad.
You said it again.
What? You mean even the word has an adverse effect on you?
It's a very serious condition. It's not to be taken lightly. The only known treatment is to have a pint of bodies drunk from the navel of a blonde-haired virgin from Salford.
Do you have trouble getting referred on the NHS?
The only other known treatment is a portion of chips.
I'm not making chips. Can we compromise on some French bread?
Yeah, so long as you don't call it a baguette.
Wouldn't dare. Mm.
And real butter, not that olive oil muck.
I'll get the cow to sign a name on it.
All yeah, right, it's a deal.
Good. Well, go and lay the table, then.
All right. Well, I must say, it's very gracious of him to dine with us.
Shh. He's only next door. He'll hear.
So what?
Will we be needing pudding spoons, you know, for afters?
I think there's yoghurt in the fridge.
Never mind.
Believe his front.
Oh, he's only a kid.
Only a kid? He's not that much younger than me. When I was his age, I...
had just dropped out of university and was sponging off me.
Can't find the butter room.
Try the fridge, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
I never sponged off you. Borrowed the odd fiver, maybe.
Yeah, you were a model citizen. Once you settled down and realised what it was you wanted out of life, Dave's just the same.
What he wants is a free ride on the gravy train and a portion of chips on the side.
Oh, cut him a bit of slack, eh?
A bit of what?
A brown sauce.
Might be some in the cupboard.
Oh, you've got balsamic vinegar. Ooh, I've seen that on MasterChef. What does it taste like?
Bloody horrible.
I thought it would.
You're not supposed to put it on your chips.
Ah, this'll do. Tomato ketchup. Your home should be without it.
Like me, eh?
What do you mean, like you?
Well, I'm a useful addition to the household, aren't I?
We wouldn't be without you, Dave. Now, it'll be another 10 minutes.
Hey, hang on a minute. How exactly do you make out that you're a useful addition, Dave? I mean, you don't do any cooking, or cleaning, or washing. You've never done any shopping, or put the hoover round, or cut the grass. You haven't once cleaned the bath, or made your bed, or washed up. You forget phone messages. You broke the toaster, and you lost the spare door key. Tell us, pray, where the benefit to us is in all of that.
He did video that programme for me the other night.
I repeat, what function do you perform in this household, Dave?
It's obvious, isn't it? I'm your court jester.
You what?
Medieval kings and that, they all had them. Someone to run around with bells on their hat and a pig's bladder and get them to lighten up a bit.
Like one of Shakespeare's fools.
Right. Only I left out the pig's bladder in deference to Ruby.
I am speechless.
Good God. What's the time? What's the date? In years to come, people will remember what they were doing when they first heard the news, poor Baker has been struck dumb.
Oh.
They'll have dramatic reconstructions of it on the telly. People washing their cars and listening to the cricket, and all of a sudden, there's a news flash. Nobody will believe it at first. Then they'll be in shock. Then there'll be loads of books rushed out just in time for Christmas.
Yes, well, if dinner will be a while, I'll go and get changed, I think.
Into what? Your smoking jacket?
And then I might watch the news or something.
Oh, good idea. Keep yourself informed. Check teletext while you're at it.
Why?
Might be something about you on there.
Oh. Richard, over here.
God, it's a bit smoky, isn't it?
Well, it's a pub, isn't it? Not hairdressers. Oh, look, do you want to go somewhere else?
No, this is fine. So what are you drinking? I'll get them.
No, come on, let me.
No, I insist.
Yeah, half bitter, please, and another pint of lager here, please.
Oh, thanks, Rich.
What's up?
I'll tell you in one word.
Money?
Dave.
Oh, here we are. Drink up. Put hairs on your chest.
Cheers.
Cheers. What's the problem exactly?
Oh, he's driving me mad. He's feckless, immature and irresponsible.
Really?
He's sponging off Ruby and me, taking us for granted and taking us for a ride. And the worst of it is, Ruby doesn't seem to mind.
Oh, it's annoying when that happens, isn't it?
Annoying? It's agonising. I feel like they're ganging up on me and having little private jokes all the time. I'm completely excluded in my own home.
Yeah, I feel a bit like that with Maria and Emily sometimes.
Yeah, but it's hardly the same, though, is it, Rich? Emily doesn't drink bodies and smoke roll-ups in bed.
No, but everyone says they do change once they start school.
And she doesn't flirt with your wife and make out you're some middle-aged git.
No, I can't say she's ever done that, no.
I'm really gutted. We just moved in and everything, and Ruby seemed a lot happier, and now she's just too damn happy.
That's women for you. They'll never be miserable when you want them to be. Why don't you just kick him out?
I've tried. Believe me, I've tried.
Come round tomorrow evening. Bring the dreaded Dave.
What are you going to do? Set up an ambush?
Better than that. I'll get Maria to have a little talk with him.
Maria? A little talk? Careful, Richard. She'll end up adopting him.
No, no, not the new tough, ruthless Maria. She takes no prisoners.
This is your wife we're talking about.
She keeps telling me she's undergone some kind of personality change, something to do with the nanny. I couldn't follow it all, but the upshot of it is that it's taken her nearly 40 years to learn to say no when she means no. But now she's cracked it, and it saved her bucket load of therapy and thousands of pounds, apparently.
Oh, well, good luck to her. I must say, most of the women I've known have had no trouble saying no when they meant no, but I'll take her word for it. So do you really think that she could see Dave off for me?
In her present mood, I think she could see off Henry Cooper.
Yeah, well, seeing as he must be about 70 by now, I should think that...
You know what I mean.
All right. Hey, it's worth a try. Thanks, Richard.
Anytime.
Cheers.
What all this is supposed to achieve, I don't know.
Well, I just thought you could, you know...
Give him the bum's rush?
Yes.
It seems to me that Paul and Ruby should do their own dirty work. Look, they're not my surrogate children anymore.
Oh, yes, I'd forgotten that particular aspect of your new Rottweiler personality.
What do you mean by that?
Nothing, nothing. They're here.
Certainly sounds like it.
Just do what you can, will you?
I'll do exactly as I please.
Thank you, darling.
Evening.
Evening.
Evening. Just to warn you, she's in a bit of a funny mood.
Hiya.
Hi.
Hello, Paul. Hello, Ruby. Hello. You must be the parasite.
Good start, Maria.
And you must be the lovely lady writer. Tell me about your book. Sounds really interesting.
Oh, well, it's called Women and Food.
Oh, yeah, Ruby told me. Fascinating subject. My girlfriend had anorexia when she was 14.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think she'd let me interview her?
Well, I'll certainly ask her. I mean, if Paul and Rube don't mind me ringing Manchester...
Oh, don't worry about that. You can use our phone. Oh. Come around 12. You can stay to lunch.
Oh, that'd be great, thanks.
Don't make anything green for him. He has a fit of the vapours.
Oh, it sounds like my 3-year-old. Oh. Left to herself, she'd live on peanut butter, roast potatoes and marshmallow.
Well, have you interviewed her for your book?
Well, it's funny you should say that. I was thinking about including a chapter on mothers and food. It does seem to be such a battleground for some women.
It's a power thing, isn't it? My mother couldn't bear me defying her by not finishing every last pea.
Yes, it's such a waste of energy trying to force a toddler to eat. And after all, their appetite's so erratic. And it's not as if they'll starve if they go for 24 hours on a bowl of cornflakes.
Well, the first year I was a student, I often went 24 hours on a bowl of cornflakes. Of course, the beer bulked it out a bit.
Well, have you just got the one kid?
No, two. Toby George Reynolds will probably join us before the evening is over. Emily Tallulah shouldn't wake up, however. Would you like to see a photo of her?
Oh, yeah, that'd be lovely.
Richard.
Yes?
Could you bring the photo album and put the kettle on?
Right. Not going too well, is it?
That is an understatement.
Sorry.
I thought she was supposed to be all gung-ho and suffering no fools gladly. She certainly looks glad enough about that fool. In fact, she looks ecstatic.
I can't understand it. She was all gung-ho. In fact, dangerously close to over-gung earlier on before you all arrived.
Oh, well, that's the problem then, isn't it? She's peaked too early.
I suppose so.
What are you two looking so glum about?
Yeah, Ruby, it doesn't take three of us to make a cup of tea.
Well, I got bored in there. Couldn't get a word in edgeways.
Have they started on the photo album yet?
Moved on to volume two.
Oh, dear.
Oh, by the way, Richard, Maria said to tell you to get out the adult biscuits.
Oh, well, that's it. I mean, if he's allowed them, he'll be joining us for Christmas dinner next.
I can't wait to see these adult biscuits. Have they got mucky words written on the side or something?
No, nothing so exciting, I'm afraid. They're merely chocolate.
And since when was chocolate not exciting?
They were given to Maria on her birthday, and we've kept them for after Emily's bedtime. Three-year-old palates don't really appreciate dark chocolate and kirsch-soaked cherries. But you try telling a three-year-old that.
Well, I'm damn sure Dave's palate isn't up to the job either, but you try telling him that.
Oh, they're dead good biscuits, Maria.
They are, aren't they? Have another.
Oh, no, I couldn't, no. Oh, well, yeah, all right, yeah.
So, Dave, Paul told me you're in a band, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Mm. And what instrument do you play?
Bass. Mm. I do lead as well, and I do vocals. I share vocals.
Yeah.
The songs I write, I sing. The songs Vince writes, he sings. I do the harmonies.
Oh, yeah. Like the Beatles.
Yeah, only we're better.
Do you know something? I'm having the strangest sensation.
Heartburn?
No, deja vu. Dave, have we met before?
Oh, don't think so, mate.
I have the weird feeling that I've lived through all this before. You do seem very familiar to me. You sure we've never...
No, I'd have remembered that.
Yeah, right. You can't remember yesterday tea time, not if you've had a few bevvies.
Hey, I do remember yesterday tea time. I can remember exactly what I was doing, what I was wearing, everything. When the TV interviewers asked me, what were you doing when it happened, I can tell them...
Don't start that again.
Start what?
Nothing.
Maybe you and Dave met in another life, Richard.
More tea?
Oh, yeah, please.
I'll make another pot. Might as well.
Hey, those biscuits are really nice. I don't think I've ever had biscuits like that before.
Have another.
Oh, thanks. Oh, no, there's only one left.
Take it. Take it.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Thanks very much.
I'll put the kettle on, then.
I'll give you a hand. So, any ideas?
Several. None of them legally or morally defensible.
Oh. Why do they like him so much? Women, I mean. Why can't they see through him like you and me?
It's a mystery.
He's got to go.
Yeah, you can say that again. The way things are going, I can see Maria inviting him to move in here.
Well, I suppose that wouldn't be so dreadful. I mean, it'd get him out of our hair.
Paul.
And you could always do with some help with the kids, couldn't you?
Paul.
No, you're right. Sorry, mate, momentary lapse.
Right.
No, you're quite right. He's got to go.
Yes.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for coming round. It's lovely to see you.
And it was nice to meet you, Maria.
You too, Dave.
Hey, did you really mean what you said?
What about what? What did you say?
About coming to see you.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yes, of course. Come tomorrow. I've got to pop out in the morning, but I should be back by 12. If not, I'll only be a few minutes late. Eva will let you in.
Eva?
Our nanny.
How's that going?
She's a treasure.
She's okay.
I think we've been very lucky. She's completely trustworthy and reliable. You hear such scare stories about nannies, tales of parents coming home to find the child sitting in front of the television sucking a dummy while the nanny's on a sofa reading magazines and gossiping on the phone.
Well, that's true.
Shocking. Of course, all that is perfectly permissible if one is a near blood relative, say a mother. Oh, a lovely starry night. Is that Orion's belt?
Looks like a Ford Mondeo to me. Night, Maria.
Night, Paul.
Night.
Ooh, off to bed, I think. Who's coming?
Well, you were a big help, I must say. You were supposed to give him his marching orders, not kill the fatted biscuit.
Oh, heavens, I completely forgot. Never mind, I'll have a word with him tomorrow.
Oh, yes, over lunch. What will you prepare for his delectation? A feast of quail's eggs and pomegranates?
Oh, don't be daft, Richard. Pomegranates are out of season.
It'll end in tears. Probably mine.
Mrs. Reynolds should be back any minute. Would you like a cup of coffee while you're waiting?
Yeah, ta. Eve, isn't it?
Eva.
Sorry, Eva. Yeah, when they said they had a nanny, I pictured some grey-haired old lady. Couldn't have been further from the truth, could I?
Sugar?
Oh, yeah, please. Two. You worked here long?
No, only 3 weeks.
What are they like, then? You know, to work for?
Very nice.
Is that right? I'm not spying.
Here's your coffee.
Yes. You're not having any?
Well, no. I've got to go and collect Emily from nursery.
All right. Is that far?
10 minutes in the car.
Could I come?
What for?
Well, you never know when a bloke might come in handy. The car broke down or something.
Mrs. Reynolds is in the AA.
Yeah, well, Perhaps I could render you some other service. Huh? Could retune the radio. Or I could recite you some poetry if we got stuck in a jam. Soothe your nerves. I'll tell you the story of my life so far. And you could tell me yours.
You could give me a hand with a baby, if you like.
Oh, you're on.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Eve?
Eva.
Eva. Sorry. Yeah, hello. Is Maria there?
No, she's not back yet.
I just wanted to check up on how she got on at a check-up.
I thought her appointment was at the hairdresser.
Hairdresser. Sorry, getting confused. Old age happens to us all.
Shall I give her a message?
No message. I'll see her tonight. I'll probably be back about 7.
I must go, Mr. Reynolds. I've got to pick Emily up.
Right. Cool. I won't keep you. Goodbye.
Bye. Okay, then. Coming?
Oh, yes.
Oh. Am I out?
What?
That huge pile of laundry I've just spent an hour sorting and folding.
I'm the full length of a 3-seater sofa away from it.
You still had an effect.
It's a bit like chaos theory, is it?
Very similar. That reminds me. Emily and I were having a little chat today, in the course of which she told me that very old people die, and some guinea pigs, but not children.
Ooh.
And she also told me that she hates Eva.
Does she?
Hmm. I see that as a good sign.
How?
Well, it is in the context, which was that Eva had refused to buy her any minstrels. Now, if Piglet's confident about expressing her emotions, I say that's quite healthy. She obviously isn't frightened of her.
Well, that is a good sign.
What do you want to fall asleep in front of tonight? Film on BBC Two about Teenage Mother or a documentary on Channel 4 about anthrax?
Actually, Miriam, I'm a bit concerned about Emily.
Are you?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, it sounds silly, but I think she's changed.
Doesn't sound silly at all. In what way has she changed?
Well, I think I can put my finger on, really. It's like little tiny things, difference in attitude. And like she called me a stupid pig this evening when I didn't give her the right flannel.
When she starts school, I imagine we'll look back on stupid pig with misty-eyed nostalgia.
Yes, but that's then, isn't it? Where's this stuff coming from now? I've never heard anything stronger than Silly Billy before. She certainly doesn't hear any name-calling from us.
So are we saying this is down to Eva?
I don't know. It's impossible to say, isn't it?
Mm.
I mean, maybe this is just a 3-year-old version of Emily, or maybe she's being influenced by a new child at nursery, or by Sooty, or who knows?
The most obvious change recently is Eva.
Mm.
So, do we tackle her?
About what? I mean, what is she doing wrong?
Well, nothing. Not a thing. Well, I suppose we'll have to play it by ear.
Mm, I suppose that's all we can do.
Mm. But don't worry.
Well, don't you worry either.
No. Okay.
By the way, how did you get on with Dastardly Dave?
Hmm? Oh, well, nothing really. They were out when I got back, and then we had the tumult of Emily's return, then we had the tumult of lunch, then he left soon after. He spent most of the time talking to Eva and helping her with the children. I never even got to speak to him about his girlfriend, let alone have our little chat.
Oh, well, I expect it'll sort itself out.
Yes, I expect it will.
I like your hair, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I can't face the teenage mother.
Anthrax it is, then.
Oh, no, isn't there a sitcom or something? I could do with a laugh.
Only that one you can't stand where everyone goes on about their problems all the time.
Oh, no, not that. As if we didn't have enough worries of our own.
Quite.
Did she say anything to him, do you know?
Who?
Maria. Did she say anything to him?
To who?
Well, Dave, of course. Who do you think?
Was she supposed to, then?
Yeah, they were going to have a little talk.
About what about?
What do you think? Shh, he's coming.
Cool.
Is that my aftershave?
Well, I didn't think it was Ruby's. Just a dab, mate. You don't mind, do you?
Well, it's a bit late if I did, isn't it? You can hardly scrape it off and give it back to me.
Hot date, Dave.
Just widening my social circle.
Have fun.
I haven't got my gyro yet this week.
Well, you should have thought of that before you started chatting women up, shouldn't you?
Paul?
What?
Oh, get me coat.
For goodness sake.
What?
Give him 20 quid.
What?
Get rid of him for the evening. For one whole evening.
You're right. I've not thought of that. Cheap at half the price.
Dave, I've been thinking, you... You'll probably need a few bob, seeing as your gyro's unaccountably delayed. Here, 20 quid, do you?
Oh, cheers, mate. Oh, I'll pay you back.
Yeah, of course you will, of course you will. Off you go, then. Have a good time.
Oh, we'll see you then. Bye, Rube.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Thank God for that.
A whole evening to ourselves. Bliss.
Right, what should we do? Tell you what, there's a soppy TV movie on. I could criticise the genre while you massage my toes.
Actually, I've just remembered there's a big match on tonight.
Oh, bloody hell.
What? It's a local derby. Sheffield United against Wednesday.
Oh, for crying out loud. I might as well have gone out with Dave. Hey.
What?
Did he say he's got a hot date?
Oh, he didn't actually spell it out, but I think we can take it as read. You don't wear that much aftershave for a night down the pool hall.
But hasn't he got a girlfriend in Manchester?
Oh, yeah, he has.
And doesn't she ring him most nights round about now?
Maybe she'll give it a miss tonight.
Or maybe not.
I'm not answering it.
But what if it's someone else?
Yeah, what if it's not?
This is silly.
Yeah, no, you're right. Tell you what, you answer and tell her we've gone out for a couple of pints.
I'm not going to lie for him.
Well, it's not for him, is it? It's for her. Oh.
This is awful. He shouldn't string her along like this. I get the impression that she's sending him money.
Really? What about his gyro?
How can you get a gyro if you haven't signed on for 3 weeks?
I never thought of that. Blimey, what some women will do for an out-and-out swine, eh? How come I never got that lucky?
What?
Nothing. Oh.
Oh, this is silly. I'm going to tell her the truth.
Now, Rube, don't do anything hasty.
Hello? Oh, hello, Cindy. No, I'm afraid that Dave isn't here. No, not exactly. Actually, it's like this. No, I don't think he got any post today. Yes, I'm sure he'll get it tomorrow. I'll make sure I tell him. Sorry, say that again. Where is he? Well, he's out with Paul. Yeah, that's right. Do you please? Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it'll do them both good. No, I shouldn't bother calling back later, Cindy. I don't suppose they'll be in any fit state. Tomorrow, yes, I'll tell him. Bye. Yes, bye. Goodbye, then.
Well?
I've just got one thing to say.
Which is?
He's got to go.